If you're looking for a networking, client attraction, celebrity expert branding strategy, then you'll definitely want to start a podcast using the Podcast Reach System. I chat with creator Adam Homey to share why a launch is the go-to solution for growing your business and how the Reach System will help you take command of your podcast. I've actually known Adam for over a decade, and I definitely recommend a listen to this power-packed episode. Let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey, everyone, you are in for a treat. I have known Adam Homey for donkey's years, like forever, since the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. And today, I mean, he's done a ton of things over the years and so many skills and talents, but he is the creator of the Podcast Reach System, which is what we're going to touch upon today, and to help you create and launch your podcast as your key networking, client attraction, and celebrity expert branding tool. So yay, so glad to see you, Adam.
It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, Lindsay, and I still am waiting for that authentic Canadian maple syrup you're supposed to send me.
Yeah, and Canadian bacon and all that good stuff. I know, and it's funny because a friend of ours reached out and said that I was mentioned on a podcast that you were on, and so I had to listen to it and heard you guys talk about me, so I'm like, why has Adam not been back on my show?
Yeah.
I know, it's so
yeah, funny. That would have been Awakened Nation with Brad Zolas. And
yeah, yeah.
We touched on something that we covered the last time I was on your show.
Yeah, exactly. Which has been years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, and you and I, again, we've been in the marketing industry for years, and we've both been in the podcasting industry for years as we kind of niche down and grow with our businesses. And of course, we want to give a shout out to, you've had multiple podcasts over the years.
Yep.
And, yeah, podcast host, talking on stage, author, I mean, you name it, you've done it. And so let's dive into the good stuff here and talk about launching a podcast. Cause I don't know about you, but I always get people asking me questions like, should I host? Should I guest? Do you have an opinion either way on what's right for an entrepreneur?
Okay. The answer is yes. First off, you should host and you should guest. Now you have multiple social media platforms. In fact, I think you have what, 7 or 8 Facebook profiles. All I know is that every year when your birthday comes up, I send my standard birthday greeting to all of them because I don't know which one you actually check.
I know. I want lots of wishes.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you multiply. And then if you want to be friends with somebody so much that one friend request isn't enough, you can send several. Well, yes. Here's a challenge. I imagine you've had a lot of people send you friend requests and you look over their profile. You see there are a lot of mutual friends. They look like they're an entrepreneur. Maybe they even look like a prospect. And then so you say, what the heck? I'll accept it and see what happens. 10 seconds later in the DMs, there's this long copy pasta message where they're singing me, 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 me. It ends with, can we hop on a Zoom real quick to discuss synergies?
I hate that.
Uh-huh. Or they say, hey, I see that you have a smooth sailing business. Are you a coach? Or the worst, which is, hey. Yeah. So that's one problem with people who have social media connections who want to turn them into actual friends and contacts. Another is the free strategy session module. And I know people who use the free strategy session model as a client attraction tool. And I do see some people having a level of success with it. One of the challenges is as soon as you call it a free strategy session, you've now put it within the mind frame of it being a sales pitch. Mm-hmm. The light bulb goes off that nothing's really for free. And even if they mean what they say, that they're genuinely just going to have a call with you and give you advice, you know you've entered a sales funnel. You know at some point they're going to come to you with an offer. And you may actually be very excited about speaking with this person, but you also know that for whatever reasons of your own, in alignment with your own truth, you're not ready to take anything on just yet. So you'll decline the opportunity to make a friend just so as to avoid an uncomfortable conversation you're going to have somewhere down the road. Totally. Now, looking beyond that, the other thing we have is that when you seek to make connections that way and you put the sales frame around it, you now get branded as just a sales person. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine taking all that away. And let's say that you have somebody that you've been friends with on social media, you've been checking out their stuff a little bit, maybe you've commented back and forth on each other's posts, and you're thinking, oh, this is somebody who could be a prospect. So imagine if you could slide into their DMs and say, hey, I really love that post you put up the other way. That's a topic that a lot of my listeners are very interested in as well. Would you like to be on my podcast?
That's an invite you can't really say no to.
It gets a higher response rate of either yes or tell me more, as opposed to the free strategy session model where you can have up to 50% no show and last minute cancellation rates. Because think about it, if you turn out to be really busy that day, or you're just not in the mood and you need to cut some stuff, the first thing that goes are the sales calls.
Oh yeah.
Because they can always be pushed to a latter date. Because the way you figure it is, yeah, they'll always be there. They'll always have that thing to sell me. I can just schedule with them later. And then later it never really comes. Yeah. So you kind of end up losing them. Now, with this model, you can also use it for your brand new social media connections. You slide in and say, hey, great to meet you. We're always looking for great guests for my podcast. When can we have you on? Nice. Yeah, if some stranger walks up to me and wants to hand me some free publicity, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's such an easy foot in the door. That's for sure. Yeah.
What's also really good about it is you can get booked on shows that you never would have thought possible. It's by using the power of reciprocity up front. So you have somebody you want to connect with, you invite them to your show. And then when you're having the green room conversation afterwards, you may say, hey, I see you have a podcast too. And I was wondering, in the spirit of reciprocity and me being able to provide you more value, if you would allow me to come and share some things with your audience. So again, you're using that personal connection to create opportunities for yourself and for other people that didn't exist otherwise. I mean, as a podcast host, I get pitched all the time, and we tell these agencies again and again and again, just fill out the form. But imagine being that person who either doesn't take that step to check out the podcast and see how to get on, or you're a complete stranger. So my primary niche right now is working with people to launch your podcasts. But let's say there's this really interesting podcast about, it's not really one of my interests, but let's just say cryptocurrency. Now, I may have a few things I want to say about crypto, because maybe I know a thing or two about that. I have my agent send a pitch letter with a one sheet and all that. Somebody's going to look at that and say, well, this person's podcasting. They're not crypto. We don't want them. They might not even take the time to reply to let me know that.
No.
But if I already have the connection with them, then, the least they can do is have me on their show. So it creates opportunities that might not otherwise not even exist for you.
I know. And what I love about it is like actually getting to know someone, and especially now with Zoom and doing podcasts with the video on and also leveraging the video, but like you just have that opportunity of face-to-face and really getting to know each other and seeing how you can, like, I've referred so many people that have been on the show because they do something that I don't. And I'm serving other people by doing so, or send people on their podcast, or you know, they're like, hey, I know this person that would be a great guest on your show. And it's fun. But B, exactly you said, it brings about more opportunities for you.
You alluded to something that I bring up every once in a while, is that as podcast hosts, we may not exactly have ongoing group chats where we share, hey, I did this episode yesterday, what have you. But if we get somebody who's either a really outstanding guest, or we think of this guest and say, hey, they would be really great for my friend so-and-so, who I've been meaning to touch base with anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that can get you bookings you weren't even thinking of. Conversely, if you're a prima donna or a pain in the butt type guest, that word spreads too. Believe me, I have other hosts come to me and say, I just interviewed so-and-so, and believe me, if they ever show up on your step, just say no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's funny. We're all spread out across the world, but on the flip side, it's like a tight community at the same time. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, podcasting is one of the biggest small towns in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. That's a good saying. Now, you have, obviously, you help your clients launch a podcast so that they can tap into these opportunities. Yep. And you've created the Reach system. Can you share what that means and what it is?
Okay, so Reach is an acronym, which I guess you figured out because it's spelled R-E-A-C-H. Now, I came up with the concept of Reach back about 3 years ago when the bug was floating around and in-person stages disappeared. And the only way we could really have speaking opportunities is to create our own stages.
Yeah.
For a while there, even virtual summits and telesummits kind of went by the wayside as folks went into kind of a WTH mode. And so Reach stands for the following.
Okay.
The R represents reinvent, and reverberate. Represent, reinvent, and reverberate your business and brand by creating your own media outlets.
Mm.
The E is engage your ideal prospects, clients, customers, and business allies. The A is achieve greater presence and make a difference for your community, market, and audience. So REA. C is actually a double header. Close more deals and create the business and lifestyle you deserve. And the H is also a double header. Harmonize with your market and become the hunted, not the hunter, as I just described a moment ago. When you have a podcast and being a host yourself, I imagine you have experienced some of this phenomenon. You have all sorts of folks knocking at your door wanting to be on the podcast. And since yours has been around for a good long time, I imagine pretty much every agency in town is at this point viewing your show as a drop-off point to help them fulfill their numeric goals they promise to their clients. In fact, we do have, in fact, my shows do have, well, Friendly Online Business Creators Radio Show has relationships with not only podcast booking agencies, but book publicity agencies, where whenever their clients launch a book and they send them on a virtual book tour, we're one of the stops.
Yeah, that makes sense. And people, like, people in the industry and bookers and so forth, like, they know who's communicative and responsive, who actually shares the podcast episodes,
yeah,
and are a good guest or a good host. So you kind of like, they get feedback, right? And they're not going to pitch or connect with people that, you know, aren't pulling their weight and aren't respectful of people's time.
Right.
I love how you kind of like lay that out. And I feel like your approach is a little bit different in that it's looking at the opportunities versus I find a lot of companies that are launching. I don't know. It just feels like it's all about the, oh, you got to rank, you got to get downloads, and you have to monetize and sponsorships. Like, it's very narrow, I guess you could say.
Yeah, all that stuff is important, however.
If you're
looking to parlay your podcast into legacy media or traditional or establishment media attention, however you want to phrase that, and whatever your views are on it, then being able to demonstrate statistically you have an audience is, in fact, important. They're going to look at that.
Yeah.
Also, it can matter when you're using being a podcast host to leverage your way into being a featured guest on virtual summits. The virtual summit model is based upon the host growing their list.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They want to interview people who A, have a platform. So launching and hosting your podcast gives you a platform. B, have a new media outlet. So it has its own website, it has its own specific brand and presence. Mm-hmm. And C, have at least created the impression that they themselves have reach, so that when you invite this person to be your guest on your virtual summit and they send out your swipe file emails and post on social media for you, that's going to get you some signups.
Yeah, agreed. Totally. So when you created this system, like, what were some of the mistakes that many people do in their launch that you're helping people do and fix? Do you know what I mean?
Well, exactly. And the biggest mistake that I see people make, and this may sound counterintuitive, is obsessing over the technology to a ridiculous extent. Now, I can see you have a high quality podcast microphone there. You have a good webcam. I'm guessing you probably have a 4K or something like that based on the quality that I see in our conversation. But other than that, I imagine it's probably plugged into your computer, and maybe at most you have a basic board that allows you to do gains and losses on decibels just to get your levels right. I don't think you have high quality Hollywood post-production studio there. Yep.
I've got lights and
Yeah. You might have a ring light or something like that. Maybe you did something with the lamps in the room, but beyond that, that's about all you did. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here in my living room on my purple couch with my production assistants near me. Well, the purple is our business brand. So I got the purple couch. Other than it occasionally showing up when I turn this webcam on, which I really only do candidly when I have to, nobody else sees it other than occasional guests, which is also very nice. Now, so the biggest mistake, of course, is obsessing over the technology. I see folks who the example I love, and this happened about 3 years ago. Now, you're in Canada, but I think you understand what happens in the United States. So you may recall about 3 years ago, right around this time, maybe a little bit later, our federal government sent out the first of its stimulus packages, which were known as the Trump checks. Now, later on, they also had the Mnuchin Mola and the Biden bucks. So I am being fair and balanced here. So I was in one of those podcast support groups, and I saw somebody saying, oh, I just got my Trump check and I bought all this stuff, and they listed all this technology, and they said, the possibilities. Now, somebody, I have no idea who it was, just had to jump in and say, so what's your podcast about? They hadn't thought about that, which shows how massive mistake number one is such an issue. Now, another is that they will take extreme shortcuts. So I see these courses out there that are they're called launch your podcast in 3 hours or launch your podcast in a day. And basically what it amounts to is people getting on a conferencing platform like Zoom or Meet or something along that lines for about 3 hours. And they all work together to go on Canva and create a graphic and pull out their smartphones and record themselves speaking for 5 minutes and then download it and upload it to some platform like Anchor and say, hey, look, I have a podcast. And when I start to see a deluge of those, I'm thinking, whose class just let out? Because I'm never going to see, I'm never going to see these people again. That speaks to the mistake of using the podcast as a box to check off. Hey, if you want to check off a box, off a box. There are things I do in my business that I do just to establish the presence. But if you look at them closely, you'll also be able to easily tell I don't spend a lot of time on them because they're not my primary drivers. So that's great. You launched a podcast. Now, the third mistake is making it too dang hard, getting too obsessed with perfection in post-production. Each time you do your show notes, you're essentially writing a book that could probably be published on Kindle. And so just getting an episode live becomes about 10 to 15 hours of work. I've really seen this before. And then what happens is they quickly run out of steam because you lose your energy for that. And as the return on investment for podcasting is sometimes not instantaneous or immediate when those dollars don't start rolling in, whether it's by closing new clients or getting a sponsor or an advertiser, when that doesn't happen immediately, you say, oh, well, this isn't making me money. I'll just do free strategy sessions. Hey, half of them won't show up, but 3 out of 100 will buy my stuff.
I know. They just lose steam. And I think part of it is unrealistic expectations up front. And it's I've had so many people come out to me as well when I did launches, and it's and I always ask the why are you doing a podcast? And they're like, oh, I want sponsorship. I want to make money through the podcast. I'm like, well, to do that out of the gate and when they don't have a business and a platform underneath it, it's just, not understanding and not having those expectations.
Well, I have a solution to that if I can give your listeners a little freebie here. Mm-hmm. And I kind of cover this in one of my special guides, the one on podcast monetization. This is where you get involved in payroll and pay to play. And you're thinking, oh, goodness, isn't that illegal? No. You see it all the time. Let's go back to the virtual summit model. How many virtual summits have sponsors? Most of them. And who are the sponsors? The sponsor usually happens to also be the person who's the keynote speaker. So rather than being the one who got 15 minutes to tell the world about themselves, the sponsor got the hour-long presentation at the prime point in the schedule, and they get to make a pitch.
Yeah.
So they are paying for that premium position. And in the marketing for that virtual summit, their name will usually be first on the list. And there may actually be special promotions just for that sponsor. And all of the communications about the event may say sponsored by. And now that person's name or their logo for their business is right beside that. So with podcasting, one of the models that we've seen our clients do is offer an elite promotion package. Yeah. So here's an example from, this is actually not one of our clients, but this is somebody who I did some coaching with a couple years ago who launched it themselves. So they created basically two tiers for their podcast episodes. One of which is 25 minute episodes. They're good episodes. Mm-hmm. They will post them and they will put up on their social media and through their email, so-and-so is on our show. Now, if somebody goes for the elite package, that episode gets featured as a featured episode or a greatest hits episode. They put it in their social media rotation several times over the course of the next year. They get to have a longer conversation, 45 minutes, an hour. And they also get sponsored by on everything related to that episode. And that episode will get a higher level promotion in addition to the repeat performance. Yeah. They'll also get, say, for example, an individual email sent out to the host list just about that episode. So it's a matter of, hey, you can be on our podcast either way. And we also have this other opportunity if you really want to amp this up, if you really feel that our audience is somebody you want to be seen by. Now, where did I get this idea? When I've been on traditional radio, I came in and did a 5-minute spot. And then the next day, the host of the show scheduled an appointment with me and then ran by, hey, would you like to be mentioned to our listeners for a year? Would you like to have a clip from your episode be put in the next edition of our intro bumper?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for sure. And it's just an easy way to monetize up front and help, you know, fund the cost for podcasting.
Now, let me tell you another thing. There's somebody I know, and she was on my Brilliance Plus Passion podcast. Her name is Tracy Hazard, and she has lots of podcasts. One of which was, I believe it was about 3D printing. If I'm telling the story slightly off, I may be off on one or two of the facts, but the message remains accurate. So I think it was a major company. It might have been 3M. Approached her and her husband one day because they're partners in the business. And they came out and said, you know, we've been investing all kinds of money trying to knock you off the front page of Google. And it's getting really frustrating because we're trying to bury your podcast and you still compete with us. So we would like to sponsor your entire show. So now that podcast is whatever it is, sponsored by 3M. And you have 3M logos, 3M banners, and it essentially becomes another marketing outlet for 3M. And it's found money for the podcast host. That's an advertiser. That's a sponsor. Somebody else you and I both know, I'm not going to say his name out loud, but believe me, you know him. He has a podcast and he put it on his, this is Princess Stella, by the way. She wants to hang out with us for a moment. He had somebody approach him. He has a podcast and he did the thing where rather than create a separate website for the podcast, he just added the podcast category to his WordPress blog on his business coaching site.
Yeah.
And he's in a very narrow but deep niche where the prospect avatar earns 7 figures. So that is the type of podcaster who, if they can show persistent consistency and some level of documented statistical reach, they can have somebody just come up out of the blue thinking, oh, this will be a fast and easy way to get to my prospects. I'll just sponsor their show.
Yeah.
Well, they had the conversation. The sponsor was going to give him 5 figures.
Wow.
And I don't remember the exact terms of the deal, but I know the main outlet was.
Yeah.
That basically they were saying for 1 year, we will sponsor your podcast in its entirety. What we want you to do is change the name of your podcast to whatever it is, sponsored by us, and put banners for our stuff on your podcast.
Hmm.
Okay. He couldn't do it. and they couldn't do it. The reason being is he didn't want their banners on his podcast on the same site as he was selling his coaching and mastermind services.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to put it there either because they wanted something that was basically a straight shot. I mean, it just really wouldn't make sense. So that deal fell by the wayside. This was found money for him that he wasn't even thinking of, much less asking for. And he lost it simply because he didn't take one simple extra step, which was to put the podcast under its own brand on its own website. Now, I've had people say, but that separates my podcast from my business. No, it doesn't. If you have your podcast,
creates another revenue stream for yourself.
Right here. Yeah. Let's look at that. Let's look at this functionally and just in terms of user behavior. Let's say you have a podcast and you put it on the same side as your business website. The listener is going to have to click a link to see your business stuff, whether it's your products, your services, your coaching, your masterminding, what have you. If you have a podcast website and you have a banner or even a link in your menu that links to your business stuff.
Yeah.
Either way, it's one click away.
Yeah. And really, it's like when you do the post, whether it's that website or your main website, like you should be having call to actions and sidebars and images that direct traffic to your products and lead magnets and all that good stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
People want to discuss search engine optimization, search engine marketing. When you use WordPress and you have the ability to put in Twitter cards and use an SEO plugin to customize your title, your description, your excerpts, that gives you the ability to move into the Google Images search.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to have a video version and it's to each user what they decide to do, then that also gives you the opportunity to create a companion social media video channel that pairs with the podcast. Mm-hmm. And now your podcast is entering the video search on search engines. So now we're touching images, we're touching videos. And for any search engines out there that still have podcast SERPs, your RSS feed taps into that.
Yeah.
So that's another reason to have it on its own separate platform. And then finally, let's look at one other thing. And there are so many more in the podcast monetization guide. There are pages and pages and pages of bullet points of opportunities on how to make money with your podcast. But I'll give you one more. Let's say that you want to build a relationship with your local news station so that you are a go-to when they do topics on such and such, because you know, about 20 minutes in after the weather and the sports, they'll do some kind of public interest piece, and they're looking for local experts so they can show people on the move. They can interview somebody locally who can relate to the viewers, and they prefer to work with a few people that they can have on call at any given time. Now, do you think you're going to get more of those calls when you are somebody who hosts a coaching program and you also happen to have a podcast, or is the host of the Lindsay Phillips Smooth Sailing Business Show, which works with entrepreneurs to create new business and opportunities in our community?
Both.
Well, yeah, sometimes the answer is yes, but the point is, and I've discovered this too, a few weeks ago, I was in an event here in Las Vegas, and there was some media there. Now, I know a little secret to dealing with the media, and they did some B footage reel. I'm not sure if it actually aired or not, but the national for CBS was there. Now, I wanted to get on that. Now, I knew the first thing to do was not to get on camera and say, "Hi, my name is Adam Homey. I'm the creator of the podcast launch system, which helps you gain more networking, more client attraction, more celebrity expert branding." What they are looking for, and after we filmed the segment, the cameraman even commented on this, is Adam Homey, local business owner, Las Vegas, Nevada. They can find me from there, but they're not looking for me to pitch my business on their news program.
Yeah, no.
So, but I could also be introduced as Adam Homey, creator of the Brilliance Plus Passion Project, a local organization here in Las Vegas.
Yeah. It makes it relevant to them.
Yeah.
And their audience.
Right.
So for anyone that is launching a podcast or is thinking of it, like, why do you think people procrastinate so much besides the tech?
It's because, well, the tech is a big part of it. They think it's going to be hard. They also... Yeah. get this idea that there's beyond the tech, that there's a whole lot of steps to it. Now, I can tell you as a podcast host of two different shows, with the third one that's about to go live here in some point, probably within the next 90 days or so. I keep saying that, but we'll get there. Here's my role. I decide who's going to be on and I interview them. Yeah. That's it. That's my entire role. My process, notice not me, not a human being, my process takes care of gathering information from the guests that we need to properly feature them, giving me the information I need so I know how to steer the interview to properly shine the spotlight on their brilliance and their passion, so they will be incentivized to share their episode with their community market and audience. I also want to just sort of segue here for a second and make a note about this. Another one of the objections that people have with respect to hosting a podcast is they'll say, yeah, but then I'm going to be interviewing other people and it's going to be all about the other person. It's not about me at all.
I've heard that.
Okay, a few ways around this. When you launch a podcast, you already have an advertiser and you already have a sponsor. Who is that?
Yourself.
Exactly.
And the guest that's going to share it.
No. You.
Okay.
Your business. Your business is paying for it.
Yeah.
You might as well advertise and sponsor on it. Yeah. So in addition to creating your intro and your outro bumpers, you also create a 30-second commercial for your products and services. People will go on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, Apple, whatever it is, and they will stick with the free version in exchange for getting the same commercial fed to them over and over and over again. Well, you can do that for yourself.
True.
And that way you're actually blatantly pitching without making a sales pitch.
Yeah.
So you have that. The other thing, and this is even more important, is when you run a great show that people have fun being on and you're a good host and you make them look and feel good, they are going to be incentivized to not only share that with their community market and audience, but to credentialize themselves by saying, hey, I was one of those people who is fortunate enough and blessed to have been invited to be on Lindsay Phillips' show.
Yeah, so absolutely.
And you'll see this when this goes live. I will actually be there saying, hey, I'm worth listening to because Lindsay thinks I'm worth listening to. That is found media. That is credibility and testimonial you can't pay for.
Yeah,
and in this era, when podcasting is becoming more and more the as seen on or as featured in,
agreed.
You're even starting to see this. In fact, I have a couple requests from some of my recent guests who are asking for us to customize variations of our logos to fit into their various templates because they want to add to their website that they've been featured on podcasts, including mine. So, you know, the old thing is about, oh, you were on ABC, CBS, in Canada. What are your main networks in Canada? I have to admit, I know no, about your maple
we,
syrup.
Honestly, we focus on them. It's like Global, CTV, CBC, but no, we don't. Yeah. We're all American channels.
Well, you should look internally. But anyway, they would put those types of logos on their site. And I'm not knocking this because friends of mine, in fact, people you and I both know, offer the service where you can invest a few $1,000s and you can get mentioned for 5 seconds at 3 o'clock in the morning on some of these major networks so that you can therefore claim was on CBC. Yeah, it was at 3 o'clock in the morning during a blip 5 second commercial break, but yeah, I was on CBC.
Okay.
I was right there. That is legitimate. I'm not lying. The folks question that and say, oh, you paid for 5 seconds at 3 o'clock in the morning. What kind of expert does that make you? But if you were on a podcast, well, they can just tune into that podcast and they can see there's a whole episode there. And podcasting is not only new media, it's becoming more and more one of the replacements for what used to be considered traditional media simply because of one of the positive impacts of the democratization of information dissemination spurred by the advance of social media. And if those are a lot of big words, basically what that means is it allows more voices to be heard.
Agreed. And it's all evergreen content and it's entertainment, it's education, it's inspiration. It's like, it's everything rolled into one. And I'm just glad that I remember when I started out, video freaked me out and I only liked the audio, but now I love the video. And whenever I listen to podcasts, I always watch ones that have the video. Cause I like to see the faces.
Okay, I have another tip for your audience. And see, awesome. We're doing kind of the mastermind principle here, where you say something that makes me think of something. Now, let's say you're going to be a guest on somebody's show and you have an event coming up and you're looking to fill seats. So you're on a podcast tour to raise awareness and you're thinking, I really, really, really want to talk about my event. I had to kick somebody off my show once because the answer to every question I asked was, sign up for my event, which is next Saturday. There are 7 tickets left. Yeah. And I had to say, that is not the answer to the questions. This is a conversation. Here's how you get around that. You use the seed-based marketing principle, which you and I both learned from Captain Jim Palmer.
Oh, master.
And and what you say instead is you actually answer the question helpfully. But you preface it by saying, as I tell my audience in events that I host, such as, and you just name the events, and you don't mention the date. I mean, if they're tuned in, they're probably going to check out your website at some point anyway. And if you configure your website properly, they can see there's an event there. So even if they're listening to that years after that event has ended, well, they know enough to go to your website. There may be events there. And maybe they sign up for your new one. But in the meantime, if you can work it out with that host to get them to publish that episode in time, if you ask them real nice and they're able to squeeze you in or move you up on the the release schedule, then you can credentialize yourself by saying, hey, I was on the Lindsay Phillips show. We talked about this. And check out the episode. And by the way, make sure you get your ticket to my event. Now you're doing it ethically.
Agreed. And affiliate links and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And really, it's about sharing stories, right? And experiences. Yeah. I've only ever had one person that's been like super salesy and I was like, but it also is good to vet who you're having it on the show beforehand. That's for sure. So before we wrap up, I just want, because you have this reach system and you help entrepreneurs launch a podcast quicker in the right way so that they can, get these opportunities and leverage them. Just tell us a little bit about the program, how it works, and then how they can get involved.
Okay, basically, I'm going to start with how the process looks for the person who wants to launch your podcast. Perfect. So the first thing, obviously, is we do business. We're all adults here. You know there's business to be done. So once we do that, as soon as, like right after we do that, I give you access to my podcast reach video training series, so you can watch that on your own for additional knowledge. There's a whole section in there about hosting strategies if you want help with that. But a lot of it is just basically explaining what we're going to be doing for you. But there are a few things in there, and a couple of our clients have really dived into that and gotten a lot of benefit from it. But the first steps are, you're going to get access to that library, you're going to get some emails from me where you're going to answer questions, because I've done this so many times. I already know what the questions are. Let's just get it all up front. And then we schedule an in-depth call where we look at your avatars, the avatar of yourself, the avatar of your listener, the avatar of your business prospect, so that we can identify the branding, such as the title, tagline, description, and the URL for your separate website. Once we have that, we can get started on creating your logo, installing the website. We have a specific theme we work with within WordPress, for which we built custom templates. And we also have a document that's about 40 pages long, but don't be scared because it's all really big fonts, where we write out the entire content of the site. A combination of the transcript of that initial call and your branding fills in the blanks, essentially.
That makes sense.
And then we do several more calls to keep the process going quickly. And while all that's happening, you record your first batch of episodes. We'll post up to 8 for you as part of your launch day.
Yeah.
So when you record those episodes, you send us the recordings and a worksheet that we give you. It's 1 page long and it has, I think, 6 questions on it that basically replicate the process of what you're gathering from your guests in terms of their information. Now, once we put that together, we'll then put the intro, the outro, and the commercial that we make for you onto that, post it onto your website, post it onto your companion video channel. And we also do the process of syndicating to a lot of the most popular syndication networks. We go for about 20 and we usually hit about 15 to 17 of them. That's our average. Sometimes we get them all. Now, I see folks saying, my podcast has been up for 3 months and we finally got on Spotify. One of two things happened. They either just didn't submit it to Spotify, or they went through some third party service where it was probably bashed in with 1,000 other requests. I can get you on Spotify in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've never had a problem getting
it. I can get you on Apple in 20 minutes. I can get you on Google, and well, Google takes longer. So let's say 5 days because Google is Google. I can get you on iHeart. I can get you on those two podcasts that are owned by the same company as Sirius. I can get you on at least one of the Amazon platforms so that anybody who wants to follow you that way can follow you that way. And it's all tracked through a plugin that gives you unified statistics.
Yeah.
And so once we put all that together, you're live.
Yeah.
And we give you the swipe files and the templates for swipe files. So the final step in the launch is you want to get all those guests who you pre-recorded before the podcast went live and have them all announced on the same day.
Yeah.
Because that creates a little bit of buzz. Because your first guests are probably people already in your network, and they probably have overlapping audiences. So all of a sudden, who's this Lindsay Phillips with her podcast? I got to get on that.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely creates more buzz and traction, and you're tapping into their audience, you know, before their episode truly gets dripped out. I love it.
Yeah. Now, all that stuff about me saying, oh, I can get you on Spotify in 20 minutes. Let me qualify that two ways. Number one, we have a way of doing it using your website's RSS feed that saves a lot of time. And two, yeah, maybe that changes. But the larger point remains is we have developed a process through, candidly, trial and error that allows us to bypass a lot of the hiccups.
Yeah.
Sometimes you still run into them. Sometimes the submission fails. Sometimes they raise weird questions about it and you have to interact with their tech support that might take 3 weeks to get back to you. But on the main, we can do it a lot faster.
The norm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Stella's purring really loud at the thought of this, by the way. I think she wants a podcast.
A podcast.
Yeah. A podcat. Yes. I see. I got two lol speak things in one word.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that podcast.
You are a pretty girl. Yeah.
So how can people sign up for your podcast reach system and get that support that they need to?
Well, I've got to speak with them first. So
yeah,
as a gift to your audience, here's what they do. Go to www.reachoutcall.com. That's www.reachoutcall.com.
Okay.
That's a dedicated website that's just for booking conversations with me. 20 minutes long. First one's free. Just mention that you heard me when I was interviewed by Lindsay Phillips on Smooth Sailing and
Leverage Your Podcast Show.
Leverage Your Podcast Show. Thank you for correcting me on that. See, that's the thing. I myself have podcast reach, launch your podcast fast, post your podcast fast, the article marketing platform, and a few others. So sometimes I forget which is which myself. So yeah.
I get it.
right. Exactly. When we niche down to meet the express declared needs of our various avatars in terms of building our multiple streams of income, this is kind of what happens. But yeah, the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Mention that, and I'll be happy to have a conversation with you and answer your questions. If you want to talk business, we can talk business. If you just want to get a few questions answered and hang out with each other afterwards, that's okay too. I love to make new friends.
You do. And just to vouch for Adam, because I've known him for absolute years, he is extremely detail oriented, extremely thorough, will always give you his time and full energy, and he knows what he's doing. So highly recommend.
Well, I've always had a very high regard for the various things that you do with your business as well. In fact, one of the great joys I remember when you were first doing this as some sort of side hustle, working for one of my clients. In fact, you were brought in part because I had informed that client that I was no longer going to be offering some of the services he first hired you for.
Yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
It feels like like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
It was probably actually 13 years ago or something like that.
You're welcome. Oh, I made you.
I know. You're a piece of work.
As long as it's a Rembrandt, I'll go along with that.
Yeah, yeah. You're a good guy. Always good chatting with you. It's been way too long. So yeah, definitely check out the Reach System and Adam Homey. And I'll obviously have the links in the show notes and all that good stuff. Until next time, my friend.
I'll do the sign off for you. Until next time, have a great day. Take care.
Awesome.
And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.